Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend people go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go on the Apple and Google stores and download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. While you're on the website, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it on there because of requests by listeners who want to support Devil Radio. A lot of different ways to do it. As you know, there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day as we speak, talking about Trump, building up Trump, building up the big lie, attacking our democracy. And the strongest voice and one of the only voices in the state standing up to that is this radio station and all of our programming. So thank you. Go on it. And I think you'll enjoy going through the website. Well, we have another atrocity from Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, as you know, he has blocked more than 50 ambassadors, the appointments of 50 ambassadors, including to NATO and the EU. Just one guy can do it. How can he do it? They have a thing called senatorial privilege. All these people think they're aristocrats. Well, now he has blocked the appointment of the State Department's Middle East Bureau Chief. Now, of all times, you have the problems with Iran. You have the problem of getting a lasting peace in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians and their neighbors. You can build on the Abraham Accords, which was frankly a significant accomplishment during the Trump era. We've got to acknowledge that. And Cruz is senatorial privilege. One guy says, I don't want that to come up to a vote. Go to the lines. Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning, Matt. First let me mention I had an incident that I'm not real proud of where I ran into Judge Gableman at a downtown bar. And I said, Mr. Gableman, as far as I'm concerned, you're just the political equivalent of a two-bit whore. And he said, you call me that again, and I'll hit you with my bag of quarters.
No, are you kidding? What? Did you really bump into him?
No. No. Fortunately,
that sounds like, you know, like a duck and a preacher walk into a bar type thing. Maybe it was a Gableman lookalike. They're not a lot, unfortunately, they look like him. But yeah, what's your take on all that, Randy?
Well, bear with me. About 10, 11 years ago, I had a knockdown, drag-out fight with this guy who was a very toxic guy to get him kicked out of my of a group I was in. And he was not smart, but he was cunning. And sometimes cunning is enough to get you what you need. So the thing he did was he would accuse me of everything that he was doing. A friend of mine told me that's projection. Now, 2016, I see this guy and I said, I've already met that guy. You know, he's the guy we had to kick out of the group, and except now his name is Donald Trump. Lately, the Republican Party has really seized on this projection as a tactic. And I'm thinking particularly, they will say, well, the Democrats obviously stole the election. So the field is now clear for us to steal the election. The same thing with accusations of partisanship, spending and everything. But the thing is that it's amoral as hell, but it's very effective to simply get in there and accuse your opponents of what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very important psychological insight, and a much cruder example. Your example is the ultimate one, which is they you could say that they stole the election in 2000 when Gore was declared the loser by a Republican Supreme Court, and they stopped the counting, recounting the people's votes. The recount afterwards showed that Gore had won Florida. But we didn't complain at the time. And now you're right. They're saying, okay, they're lying and saying you stole the election, so therefore we can steal it again next time. However, a cruder example is when the lawsuit that Trump testified in the other day, where his bodyguards beat up protesters, Latino protesters, who in 2015 had been protesting his comments about Mexicans and so forth, and the Mexican judge, he came out and said they were dressed in Ku Klux Klan outfits, and really his people were fighting racism. You know, now that is so beyond crude, that's pathological. These guys were not dressed in Ku Klux Klan outfits. They were protesting what he had said. They were beaten up by the bodyguards, and then he testified. But Randy, that's a projection is exactly right, and that is what they're doing. And nowadays, if you want to malign the other side and do something sneaky and crooked, all you do is accuse the other side of doing what you've done and are about to do, and you have to stop it by doing it better and harder. And that is what they're doing. And thank you for opening up everybody's eyes. Very, very good. Okay, I'm going to get back to Cruz and what he is doing. What he's doing is, in the Senate, one senator can just say, I invoke senatorial privilege. And this isn't, well, I want to go to the head of the chow line. This is, I want to stop 50 ambassadors. They stop the guy who's supposed to be the head of East Asian desk right in the middle of the Afghanistan evacuation. Now they're stopping one guy, Cruz, stopping the appointment of the State Department's Middle East Bureau expert and chief. Now, nobody on the Democratic side moves to invoke the suspension of the elimination of Senate privilege. Nobody. Why? Not a single one. Not our senators, anybody. Why? If I were in there, you'd say, okay, if you want a little extra time to think about something, it'll take 25 senators or 30 senators, and you'll get an extension of 2 weeks. And then with good cause shown, a little farther and all that. If there's a problem, not one guy doing it to injure the United States to make Joe Biden look bad, and in the process hurting us. Here's what I would do. If Chuck Schumer were to say, okay, I'm gonna suspend, I put in a motion to suspend Senate privilege for one guy blocking somebody, practically forever, because the way it is, if he said, okay, we want to vote, Cruz can tie this thing up for months, each ambassador for months, each ambassador, there's more than 50 of them, and this guy or this person for the Middle East for months. They wouldn't do anything else. And everybody knows you can't do that effectively. You've given Cruz a veto in all Biden appointments. So here's one thing that could be done, but then I'm going to give you the nuclear option. The one thing is Schumer goes, okay, let's have a motion, suspend privilege for this one. We'll get 50 votes, believe it or not. All 50 Republicans will stick a knife in the heart of our country. And then Moscow Mitch will go, we filibuster. Manchin and Sinema will not overturn the filibuster. And therefore we don't get any ambassadors to NATO, the EU. We don't get an expert in the Middle East. We don't get one for East Asia, which is Afghanistan in that area. Here's what I would do. I mean, everybody around the world knows this, that there is this arcane rule. They all think they're Roman senators. Rome had a Senate at one time, very short period of time. And they all were aristocrats. They got carried around on velvet couches, people fanning them, feeding them grapes. They had a garland in their hair. Oh, I'm a senator. They are lazy. And chicken to do anything. So, okay, here's what I would do if I were Biden. I would draft credentials for whoever he wants as an ambassador to NATO, EU, or any of these people. Obviously get the support of the Senate, of the Democrats in the Senate, and any Republican who is honest. But, and then if it's gerrymandered, okay, or filibustered, I should say, okay, what he does He sends a certificate signed by him, an executive order, and it said, to whom may concern, or to the host country, the credentials you present to the king or to the president or the prime minister. And you say, I, Joseph R. Biden, have appointed Joe Blow, Eddie Smith, Alice Brown, to the position of ambassador of the United States, representing me and our country to your country. And we have a system here where one single senator can block anything. They can be mentally ill, they can be committing treason, or they can be bribed by a foreign government. But for whatever reason, they can do it. One such individual has done it here. It has no impact on the confidence I have in the ambassador I'm presenting to you. And it has the full authority, he or she has the full authority of the United States, and hand him that. You can pay them. You can pay them their benefits. You can have secure communications with them and just bypass the Senate. Bypass the Senate. Now, some people say, oh, well, they're acting. Well, that's what's happening with Evers here in Wisconsin. Voss, they wouldn't, not Voss, it would, LeMahieu would be the Senate, wouldn't present many of his cabinet appointments even for consideration. So they're acting. You can call them whatever they want, but it's not acting. It'd be equivalent if Abraham Lincoln had said, here, I'm sending an ambassador to Great Britain or France, and Mississippi and Alabama said, we're exercising Senate privilege, as they're shooting from the bushes, okay? Well, Lincoln would laugh at that, and he would have sent the kind of letter that I've said. Actually, because Alabama and Mississippi were shooting from the bushes, they didn't have the stupidity to do it. We have people in Cruz. Hawley's another one. He's done it for a number of other NSA appointments who are betraying the United States. They cannot be permitted to do it, and the people that are appointed by Biden should be given full credentials by Biden under executive order and given full authority to discharge those positions. Had enough of this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.